This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey dude, it's not easy being Ballon Temple's answer to Elon Musk. People shout, "You think you're better than me, dude," on the street, and I'm peace, man. We're totally equal if you just see beyond my 7 grand Nike Yeezy sneakers signed by Kanye West. It's not my fault my old man gives me 7 grand a week as long as I don't contact him or his new girlfriend in Martinique. Anyway, my latest venture, selling deep-fried figs out of a horse box on the marina, is totally on fire. Thank God the 20-something crowd loves standing in a queue in designer gym gear. There's this one chick that comes back 4 times a day and she's like, "Hey dude, I totally had COVID last month. Immunity babes, let's go to Ibiza. When are you getting vaccinated?" And I don't want to say really soon because I told her I'm 34. You feeling me? My man, Brian with a Y, says there's nothing wrong with a 45-year-old guy heading to Ibiza with a 25-year-old chick. But I'm like, negative, Brian with a Y. A 20-year gap is a bit Kinsale. So like, do you know anyone I could lick to get some of that sweet COVID? Ed, Ballon Temple. Willing to pay Bitcoin.
My friend was diagnosed positive yesterday, East Cork. I said, "Would you let this guy lick you for money?" She said, "Depends. Any chance I'd catch something off him?" I said, "Acute entitlement." She said, "I didn't realise he's from Ballon Temple." Hashtag entitled the lot of them.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. It isn't just the crowd above in Donegal that are having massive wakes and funerals. Tis like Mardi Gras itself in North Cork with all the socialising going on. I was bitching about it to my cousin Burna yesterday, and didn't she rear up at me and say, "Why don't you do something about it so, without burning a hole in my ear with your oligoning, you daft old witch?" She's very cross these days. It isn't easy being a lifelong Liverpool fan. Anyway, didn't I take a leaf out of the Donegal crowd's book and start my own confidential snitch line for goings-on around North Cork? It's like a gold mine for the bit of scare. It's all on again between Veronica and the Archdeacon. Anyway, there's some confusion over the phone numbers, and am and I after starting to get calls from whistleblowers above in Donegal. Oh, lads, bad cess to the accents in some of the lads. I'm driven wild from the old lust. I'm thinking of making a trip up to meet one of them. Is inter-county travel allowed if you're nearly as horny as the woman from Skerteglen? Rosaline, Balla Desmond.
I rang the guards there and repeated your question just as you asked it. The female guard said, "I'm livid, I'm from Skerteglen." I said, "I hear you, I'd be livid too if I was from Skerteglen." She gave me a fine.
"Come here, what's the story of buying Man United for your friend? Budgie's 34 next week and he's a fierce United fan. So I was thinking, what if I bought him the club for his birthday? Did it make a change from a Lynx Africa grooming kit, you know? Money wouldn't be a problem now, like, cause Shorty told me about these things called NFTs, where you create a work of art and sell it for a fortune to a load of goals on the internet with more money than cents. So I've written this limerick to raise the spons. There was once a lad from Blackpool, a mad thing for acting the tool. Bought his friend Man United, your man was delighted, and I can't think of a last line. Would you like to start the bidding at a billion? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool."
I rang my art critic friend there, pretentious Punchius. I said, "How much would the limerick fetch on the open market?" He said, "About 100 quid. I said, "But it's a work of art." He said, "I thought you were talking about the city."
It's getting buzzy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who don't want Northside bees in their massive back gardens. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said she can't stop thinking about bees because if she does, she'll have to face the fact that she was supposed to be in Istanbul with her Ken right now, and this would probably make her cry if she didn't get her tear ducts done in Budapest back in 2018. Chloe underscore Shirino said she almost gags her breakfast up when she hears about people buying a bee hotel in some dire DIY place. That's just so Ballon Loch. Etna underscore Subtle Lip Job was straight back with the news that she spent 3 grand on a 7-star bee wellness resort for her back garden. But she'd have to be sure that she's attracting the right kind of bee, because some of them have a buzz that sounds, well, gnarly. So I'd love to know, how can you tell if a bee is from the north side? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My gnarly niece is a beekeeper because she didn't get enough points for art. I rang her there and said, "Is there any way to tell if a bee is from the north side?" She said, "The gnarly ones will be smaller." I said, "Really?" She said, "Absolutely. Sure, everyone knows the biggest bees in Cork live on the south side." Hashtag think she meant biatches.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.